For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emma Terrace, a freshman defenseman from New Hope, Armstrong Cooper graduate. And first of all, Emma, you had a chance to play against Lindenwood tonight. You had two shots on goal. Your defense looked great out there tonight. They just had your number tonight, didn't they?
They did. We played an all-around pretty good game. We outshot them. I personally thought we outworked them. We just couldn't get the puck in the net, which is our problem lately, but I think we're going to come out hard next game for sure.
Erin Dieters had such a great game. You know, she gives up that one goal, a 1-0 game through the very end. It was nice to see her get a chance to play tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, she played awesome, and whenever she gets put in the net, she always plays great. So it's good that we have two solid good goalies.
Your team, you mentioned, played so well. You guys won more faceoffs. You outshot Lindenwood. Your penalty kill was 100%. The one thing that the team has struggled on is the power play. What needs to give to get those power play goals? I mean, those are so important.
It's been tough because we had a little break here, so we haven't practiced it as much. But we just need to score, pretty much, is our main thing, and especially on the power play. We didn't get as many opportunities as we wanted to on there, but it's going to come, I think, and we all have faith, so...
What's it like playing alongside Madison Hutchinson? She's been your defensive partner for quite a while now.
Oh, she's honestly the best. She's so inspirational, too, just on the bench, and keeps me positive. And she's fun, and she's really talented, too.
You guys are on a 4-game losing streak. I hate to bring up the bad stuff right away, but how do you keep your chin up and your head up? Just do you look back on it? What do you need to do?
Well, we were all pretty upset after the game today, and Gren kind of gave us a little speech keeping us positive, saying that we are a good team, we can do it, and just focus on like the positives and keep working hard, and it's going to come. And that's the big thing, is it's going to come. We play so well, we just need to score, and once that's happening, we'll be back out there and we'll be playing great.
It's so hard, too, because your team had been scoring a lot of goals at the beginning of the season. I mean, you guys, I think, had 19 goals in the first 4 games or something crazy like that. But I know Coach talked about it a little bit today, puck luck. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. How do you get it back?
Well, what he was saying in the locker room too also was like, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So that's kind of what we're working on, is just not focusing on luck, but just working hard. There's been a couple bounces, but they're going to come our way.
The freshmen have contributed so much already this season. Even without getting a point or anything, you're out there playing hard. What's it been like playing alongside all these freshmen?
Oh, it's been fun because we all get along so well, and we're honestly pretty much best friends already. So just playing with each other and being with each other is a lot of fun.
All right, your parents made the trip down here with Alexis Joyce's mom and friends in an RV. And of course,
the Griswold Mobile.
Talk about how long that's been in the family.
Oh, we got that a couple years ago, and it was at first just an extra place to sleep at the cabin, but it's turned into a little trip my parents like to take it on now that I've played at Bemidji. They go everywhere. They went to Ohio, they've came here, and they're loving it.
It's fun to have that support, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Like every single game, my mom's sitting there cheering for me, and my dad's over there holding the flag. They're just pumped, and I love it.
All right, this morning I had a chance to visit with you at breakfast with Summer Thibodeau. You guys are roommates here, obviously good friends. Mm-hmm. What's it like being on the road? I mean, obviously you hang out together at breakfast, you get to hang out on a bus, and of course you were sitting with Alexis Joyce on the bus, and she probably got you sick, didn't she?
Probably she did, but it's fun because we're all pretty good friends, and we just have fun pretty much the whole time, and we also focus on playing hockey, of course. But last night everybody was watching movies together, focusing on the game, and we've had some pretty good food here too, so it's been fun.
How was your Christmas break?
It was good.
What was the best gift you got?
Ooh, I got a lot of socks. I really like socks now. I know.
Oh wait, you and Whitney Wivoda. Yes. Like everybody loves socks. Are you the only two?
I actually got the best present from Summer. She gave me some really cool socks, so.
I love it. All right, going back to your senior year of high school, why did you decide to go to Bemidji State?
Oh, I loved it here. I liked the whole thing about being on a lake, and the coaching staff I really liked, and I did like the old coach, and we even got a better one, so I'm pumped about that. And I just loved it, the whole aspect about it.
Have you decided on a major yet?
I think I'm going to go into exercise science. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with it, but
Okay, you're from Armstrong Cooper. You are the only player to go D1 out of your senior class. What's it like knowing that you got this opportunity?
It's awesome. Like at the Minnesota game, there was pretty much my whole entire youth on the girls' side there watching and cheering for me. And it's cool to have people look up to me and be that person. But I looked up to so many girls in our program too, and just showing them that hard work, it actually does pay off, and you can be a Falcon and come through the program.
Emma, good luck the rest of the way. What's it going to take to get a win tomorrow?
We're going to kick some butt tomorrow. That's all I know.
Good luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.